in 1912 in Cody, Wyoming. The youngest of the five sons of Stella and Leroy. His father was a failure of a farmer, always roaming round America while his mother spoiled her youngest boy. He wanted to be an artist, so when he was 18 he packed his bags for New York, the heart of the art scene. He drank too much in bars and listened to lots of jazz, and in 1941 he met his future wife, Lee Krasner. His breakthrough came in 47 when he found he worked better when the canvas was lying on the ground. He didn't need a brush, just a knife or a stick. Splish, splash, splatter, spill, dribble, drip, drip. Jackson, Jackson Pollock, Jackson. His paintings caught the eye of Peggy Guggenheim, a hugely influential art collector of the time. She gave him his first exhibition and also a loan to buy his house and barn in Long Island, his studio and home. Many critics thought that Jackson was a phony. One even said his paintings looked like baked macaroni. But in 1949, Life magazine asked if Pollock was the best artist America had seen. He lay a big black canvas flat on the ground, and Jackson Pollock danced round and around in his barn. In the country he could really let rip. Splish, splash, splatter, spill, dribble, drip, drip. Jackson, Jackson Pollock, Jackson. Jackson, Jackson Pollock, Jackson. Style. He became a superstar. America was gripped when he splashed and splattered, dribbled and dripped. Jackson, Jackson Pollock, Jackson. Jackson, Jackson Pollock, Jackson.